Yeah, yeah. Well, researchers at the University of Ulm, Germany, and the University of Zurich, Switzerland, spend their time putting stilts on ants.
Hey, Don, that sounds like fun. I love science.
Well, some of the ants get stilts. Other ants have part of their legs cut off.
They cut off ant legs? I hate science.
Anyway, the point was to see how the ants know how far they have walked. See, ants have a terrific sense of distance, but nobody knows exactly how they do it. Some insects use the sun's position to navigate, but that doesn't explain ants' excellent ability to know just how far they've gone.
Okay, so what was the experiment?
Researchers had the ants walk out to a particular foraging trip down a tunnel. When they got there, whammo, the researchers attached little stilts to their legs.
You're making this up.
I'm not. And guess what happened? The ants on stilts overshot the mark on the way home. The ants with shorter legs undershot the mark. See what's happening?
The ants are counting their steps?
The ants are counting their steps. Instead of watching for visual cues the way a person would, it's as if they have a mental pedometer that says, you have now taken 17 steps, 18 steps, 19 steps, turn around, 18, 17, 16.
Do you think they got to keep the stilts?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by William Orem with help from Jody Green at Purdue University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.